Yes. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower, overlooking beautiful Michigan Avenue. We're here till 5 o'clock. I'm your overnight dude every weeknight, over weekday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. I'm here. Steve Grzanich will be here with the opening bell after 5, and Steve Cochran will take you through the morning drive starting at 6. That music that you just heard was from the legendary Sergio Leone movie, Once Upon a Time in the West. And, of course, the score was composed by Ennio Morricone, who is a legendary composer, won the Oscar last year for The Hateful Eight, and has composed some of the most memorable, beautiful, haunting, awesome, original scores of all time. And that is only one part of the absolute greatness that is Once Upon a Time in the West. And we are here to talk about Once Upon a Time in the West because tomorrow night, Thursday night, there will be a screening of Once Upon a Time in the West at the Pickwick Theater as part of the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series. The guy who programs the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series is our friend Matthew Hoffman. Matthew joins us each month or so to talk about whatever film they will be showing because I love what he does at the Pickwick Theater with the Classic Film Series, keeping classic films alive and the experience of going to a beautiful theater, the Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge, and seeing it on the big screen the way it was meant to be seen and to have an experience of cinema the way it was meant to be seen. There are two screenings on tomorrow. There'll be a 2 p.m. matinee and a 7 p.m. Primetime screening. And we want to welcome Matthew back to the show to talk about this great event. Hey, Matthew.
Great to be back, Nick. Happy New Year to
Happy
you.
Happy New Year to you, too. This is exciting, huh? This one, I mean, you know, you always put on at the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series. I admire it every time you do it, and you always make it special, and you always pick really great movies with the intent of having it be an experience on the big screen. But this one is really, you got to be really excited about this one.
I am. You know, I had first announced this one last January when we did the 50th anniversary of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah.
Every time I've mentioned it in passing to the audience, it's gotten a huge reaction. So there's a lot of excitement. People are looking forward to this one. You know, I'm probably going to be there at both screenings to take it in because, you know, it's a rare opportunity to see a film like this on a big screen. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And, of course, you were playing that wonderful Ennio Morricone score.
Oh, man, yeah.
You know, when you think of spaghetti westerns, I mean, he did so much to, you know, define, you know, that whole genre.
Yeah. No question about it. So Once Upon a Time in the West, it's the uncut version, and it's going to be tomorrow at the Park Ridge or the Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Tell us a little bit about the 2 p.m. matinee is only $6.
It's only $6. It's pretty much just the movie. And then for the evening screening, we're going to have Jay Warren there. He's going to be performing prelude music on the Mighty Wurlitzer organ beginning at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be introducing the film at 7 o'clock. We'll have a little trailer announcing the February film. But, and of course, we always like to dress up for our screenings.
Yep.
But, yeah, no, we always try and make it a big event and stuff. And, you know, as I said, a lot of people are looking forward to this one. I mean, there's just so much going on.
Yeah. Well, tell us about for people who might not know what Once Upon a Time in the West is about, give us a quick synopsis and then tell us about why you think this movie is so amazing and special.
Well, it's considered probably the greatest spaghetti western of all time, but it's much more than that. It's made it on many greatest films of all time lists. It was the film that Sergio Leone made after The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. This is kind of like a new chapter in his career. He's kind of putting the earlier Clint Eastwood films, you know, kind of closing the book on those and
right.
Just beginning a new stage in his career. And the story itself follows these different characters during the these are the early days of the Transcontinental Railroad, and
right.
It kind of interweaves these four characters. Of course, it's got the gorgeous Claudia Cardinale, who plays Jill, who's like this prostitute turned widow who settles on the land and She's being run off by Henry Fonda, who plays a sort of this cold-blooded killer. And Henry Fonda in this film is absolutely amazing.
He really is, and it's so uncharacteristic.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like a cynical joke on Leone's part to cast him, because I mean, Henry Fonda was an actor who played, you know, Abe Lincoln and Wyatt Earp and all these noble characters.
Right.
And here he is, you know, in this extremely wicked performance. But, you know, it's not just the evilness of his character, but, you know, he has this sort of confused quality. You know, it's almost like he's not understanding his role in this Greek tragedy that's unfolding in this film. But
yeah,
there's so much there to his performance. Of course, it's got Charles Bronson, who plays the rather stoic harmonica character, kind of a lone, haunted loner. You know, has this mystical wisdom that he brings to the part, and the great Jason Robards, who's like the philosophical Cheyenne, the outlaw who comes to the aid of Jill. So it's got this terrific cast, and it's got a supporting cast of familiar faces that a lot of movie buffs would recognize. You know, Woody Strode, who, like Henry Fonda, appeared in a lot of John Ford films, mm-hmm. and Jack Elam. So, I mean, it's just, you know, really, really looking forward to it. It's not just the cast, but just the photography, the musical score. I can't wait.
Yeah. No, it's a remarkable movie. One of the best ever made, actually, and one of the greatest Westerns of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it on the big screen the way it should be seen. I mean, this is how you should see a Sergio Leone Western. And you know, to have this chance to see Once Upon a Time in the West on the big screen, you got to take advantage of it. And you got two ways to take advantage of it. There's a 2 o'clock matinee tomorrow, Thursday the 12th, and a 7 p.m. showing with Jay Warren performing pre-show music at 6:30. Both of the screenings are taking place in the beautiful, giant, awesome Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge. This is a great thing, man. I'm just thrilled that you're showing this movie.
Yeah, and the big thing is, you know, we're showing these films in the proper context. You know, so many kids today are going to be watching these films like on their iPad or off their cell phone. But, I mean, a film like this, you just have to show on a big screen. And we're giving people two opportunities to see it in this way. I mean, it was shot partially in Monument Valley, like a lot of the John Ford films. It was shot in Spain, of course, in Rome, too, at their famous Cinecittà studio, which was kind of like the Rome version of Hollywood. And just the location work in this film is just exceptional.
Yeah, no question about it. And to see it on the big screen is very special. Again, we have a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow to get your tickets and information for the screenings for tomorrow. And if you want to check out more information, you can go to parkridgeclassicfilm.com, parkridgeclassicfilm.com. $8 in advance for the 7 p.m. show, $10 at the door. And $10 to see Once Upon a Time in the West on the big screen, that's a steal, that's ridiculous, and it's great.
Yeah. I mean, I would the films that I show at the Pickwick, I mean, I would pay $10 to see.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. And now, before we get back to talk a little bit more about this, the library series that you program at the Pickwick Public Library, you are going to be starting, we talked about this briefly before a couple of times, you mentioned it, your series is going to be about movies about movies.
Right. It's called Movies About Movies, Hollywood Projects Itself. It's basically going to be taking a look at Hollywood films that kind of obviously look at the art of filmmaking. The first film series that I ever projected when I was a projectionist over at the LaSalle Theater was actually Movies About Movies. Mm. So it's kind of inspired by that program, but that was organized by Scott Marks. And he basically did a much broader program over a much wider time period. I'm going to be examining the films basically from the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And then now that starts March 2nd. It runs to May 25th. And we're going to be showing films like Show People, What Price Hollywood, A Star is Born, Sullivan's Travels, In a Lonely Place, The Bad and the Beautiful with Kirk Douglas.
Mm.
So we got some great stuff coming up this spring at the library.
In a Lonely Place is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, my God, what a great film. So that library series, by the way, will start in March, And that's it's free to the public.
The library series is free.
Right.
Seating is limited to about 90, so it's always best to come early. We always show shorts and documentaries and stuff before the film.
Mm-hmm.
The film's at the library, start at 7 o'clock, and doors open at 6:30.
Okay, and that's library series, and this one starts in March, and that's movies about movies. Mm-hmm. And as we get closer to the first date, you know, in March, we'll get you back on to talk about it in more detail and get into more detail about the films that you're showing themselves.
I'd love to be back to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great. And, you know, to see a Sergio Leone movie on the big screen. Now, you said that it was last year at this time that you screened The Good and the Bad, the Ugly.
Yeah, we did it for the 50th anniversary. That was always one of my personal favorites. So I was, you know, looking for the right opportunity to show it. And we had so much luck with the spaghetti western genre, certainly much better luck than when I did the martial arts film in November with Enter the Dragon.
Enter the Dragon, sure.
Didn't do quite as well as I had hoped, but we've had great success with the spaghetti westerns, and I've always been a huge fan of Sergio Leone.
Yeah.
Of course, his work with Clint Eastwood. So this is a film that even has a greater reputation. It's considered Leone's masterpiece.
Yeah, I think it is. I absolutely agree. And as great as the three Clint Eastwood spaghetti westerns are, and they're all great,
mm-hmm.
especially Good, Bad, the Ugly, this is just, I think, his masterpiece.
Yeah, you know, what I like so much about it, I mean, it's a movie about myths, and it's kind of a summary of, like, American myths. You know, there's so many references to classic Hollywood westerns that we've seen before. Leone kind of just takes all these moments and you know, sort of creates a homage to the classic American
right,
western.
Right.
But it's got that, you know, that European sensibility.
Certainly does. It. And also, you know, just to see it on the big screen in all its glory is amazing. And once again, that Henry Fonda performance is so great and so unusual for him. And he's a total badass in it.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is he showed up on the set. I think on the first day he had grown a beard and he had, like, brown eye contacts because he wanted to have a darker look. And Leone took one look at him and he said, no, take it off. He wanted those baby blue eyes
to
show up on screen.
Yeah.
So.
That's a great performance. It is a legendary performance in a legendary movie. All right, you got to go out. This is like, you don't get this chance very often to see Sergio Leone's Once Upon a Time in the West in its full glory on the big screen at the Pickwick Theater. It's tomorrow, January 12th, two showings, matinee at 2 o'clock and an evening performance at 7. We have a link on our Facebook page for tickets and information, and that's facebook.com/Nick D Show. The Pickwick Theater Classic, or the Classic Film Series. And we thank you, Matthew, for joining us, and I hope you have a huge crowd tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. And we'll talk to you the next time.
Sounds good, Nick.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Okay.
There you go. Matthew Hoffman, everybody. He's terrific, and I love what he does. He keeps the experience of old cinema alive in the way it should be. And it's always encouraging when, you know, people bring their kids and younger people who've never experienced this kind of thing. It's great. And what he does over there at the Pickwick Theater is just tremendous. And Once Upon a Time in the West is one of the best movies ever made. So check that out. It's tomorrow, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. And we have information on our Facebook page. All right, we'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN.